Howdy, welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And today we have very special guest, the Earnest Lovers, with us today. Hello.
Yay.
Hi. Hey,
buddy. Thanks, Mike. Right.
Oh, sorry about that.
I went halfway down the line.
Yeah. I'm new to Philly.
Anyways, they're here to join us, you know, the usual, have a couple drinks, play a couple songs, talk about what's happening in their future, and we're excited to have them here. And yeah, it's been a couple weeks. How you been, Mike?
I've been well.
You look well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Philly?
All's well.
Great.
Eric?
Good. So today, of course, by the time this airs, it's not going to be today, but it was fun to see the new Matt Woods video.
Oh, yeah.
I was really stoked about that. So
yeah, thanks for sharing that much
that was
for
really
the
cool.
podcast.
Yeah.
That's how I found it right away.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
Good. What else? You're excited about the new albums that came out this week?
Yeah.
Yes,
the new American Aquarium came out this week.
Uh-huh. Wearing it out. It's awesome.
The new Wolves. The new Murder by Death came out this week as well.
Yeah, Bloodshot Records. Yeah. Fantastic.
Right. It's a great album.
Cool. Yeah.
And it is actually an album all about love. So.
Oh, right on.
Well, that ties in with our theme.
Murder, death, and love. Yeah. Those are three truisms.
Isn't that...
It's the name of the Johnny Cash
trio thing
they put out.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
All songs in murder, all the love. Never mind. There's three records. They compiled it together. Somebody else knows about this in the room. It's trustworthy.
Right on.
So we also have some peanut gallery in the house, too. It's nice that Mary.
Hi, peanut
Mary
gallery.
Lee, Jean, Chris.
Mary,
thanks for
Mary
being here.
Chris, back for more.
If you guys start to figure this out, just get a hold of us. You can come down here and hang out. We'll have a good time.
We have whiskey.
There's whiskey.
Yes.
And beer and
which
bread.
Which is
tonight
usually
there's bread.
Enough. For our crowd, the whiskey is usually enough.
We were trying to get whiskey bread, but somebody hasn't invented that yet. What's the problem?
By the end of the night.
Soda bread.
Soda bread. You just work that in there.
Got whiskey pie.
Awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Rad.
Why do I not know about this?
Let's play some music and we'll talk to them off the air about that.
By the way, we just might as well say it out loud. There's a theme here with the Earnest Lovers in the house and
Valentine's Day
is right around the corner. We all the tracks tonight have the word lover in them. So listen for that. Okay?
And the big romantic over here, Eric, picked them all out.
I certainly did.
Big softy you.
But they're all people that I think fit very well with this this podcast. So
he's trying to warm up Mike on the couch over there.
Well, the whiskey already came.
Watch them kind of get scooched closer as the night goes on. This is it's a dynamic I witness weekly.
Philly just wants to be in the middle of it. Bear sandwich.
Yeah, it's our big bear sandwich.
Yes, I do.
So we're going to kick it off with American Aquarium, Lover Too Late, then My Lover Adorned, Kahalen Morrison, and then If I Could Be Your Lover by Delbert McClinton.
Right.
All right, listen to this. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Down about a quarter till three. A pretty girl's cutting bedroom eyes at me. She takes her coffee, one sugar, one cream. She takes her coffee just like me. Diner off the interstate. Too much fun out running fate. With a fork she pokes the eggs on her plate. I said, baby, what's wrong? She said, it's getting late. Why'd you have to look at me that way? me that way. My honey, my darling, my lover too late. I have fled and given my all for a young lover's heart. I did fall. I'm not a man, just a lowly cowhand doing what any man would do. Blessings different. I'm just a man with all but a plan. Doing what any man would do. There lies my lover adorned. Cider the horned bull. There lies my lover adorned. Cider. Chills blowing in my heart, it does show. Clouds turn to aching and rain into snow. Her eyes does my likeness, her flesh does my hand. Holding my own dear lover true. There lies my lover adorned. Beside her the horned moon. Beside her the horned moon. If I had my way, I would saddle the sky on up to heaven with my lover would ride. But I'm not a man, just a lonely cowhand doing what any man would do. There lies my lover adorned. Beside her the horned moon. There lies my lover adorned. Beside her the horned moon.
If I could be your lover, I would do for you things that make you happy, make your dreams come true. These are a few of the things I'd do if I could be your lover. If I could be your lover, I wouldn't think twice. I'd make your head spin, put stars in your eyes, give you wings and teach you to fly. If I could be your lover, if I could be your lover, if I could be your man, never take you for granted, never put you down. We'd make love while the world goes round. If I could be your lover, there's little left for me to say or do. If we're playing by the rules, it's your move, your move. If you want me to leave, just say so. If I could be your lover, I would give you my heart. I'd never hold back, not one little part. Be all in right from the start. If I could be your lover, if I could be your lover, I would do for you things that make you happy, make your dreams come true. These are a few of the things I'd do if I could be your lover.
Welcome back to the Lovers episode of That Much Further West, the podcast.
This is Venus Flytrap from WARB in Cincinnati.
Oh, we're going to get sued for that. We're going to have to cut that out.
Looks like you got some editing to
do. That part didn't happen, everybody.
Yeah. All right. No one heard anything about Cincinnati.
All right, we're back in, and we're with the Earnest Lovers, and we have Leslie Bia. And Pete Krebs,
welcome.
Hello.
Real treat, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You guys are a big Kickstarter project going on right now, trying to get your new EP out, mm-hmm. and that seems to be going pretty well.
It's going pretty darn well right now. We've just had a really good big week.
Been a good week.
Yeah.
But not good enough people.
Never good.
We haven't reached the goal yet.
We definitely need to keep forging ahead. We had a tremendous boost this week by the sale of Pete's old Hazel guitar.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And luckily it went to a friend of his.
So oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you guys, we saw, if anybody saw the Kickstarter video that went with the launch of the project, we saw that it was recorded out at Sean Flores' place on Sauvie Island here in Oregon.
Sean is great.
So was the whole thing recorded at this point, or where are we at?
No, we just showed up there Monday morning and set everything up and filmed and recorded at the same time.
And is that where you're planning on recording? Or?
No, we're going to be recording at Type Foundry.
Oh, cool.
And,
in Portland.
Yep, right here in Portland. And we hired on John Neufeld from Black Prairie to produce it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, saw John last night playing with one of your old bands, Kung Pao.
The Kung Pao Chickens.
Kung Pao Chickens.
Yeah. Of course you did, Philly.
John's amazing. What an amazing guy and an amazing player.
Yeah.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah, we're excited to be working with him.
Rad. Very nice. And just tell me a little bit about going out to Sean's place, because that looks so cool. Every time he's posting stuff, if you guys know the Rock and Roll B&B Sean Flora has out on, he records bands in this beautiful home. Is it a home?
It's a house. Yeah. And Yeah, I know that on Facebook all the time I would see all these people I know recording out there, and I was pretty intrigued about the whole thing. And then we were trying to track someone down to do the sound for that film, and he offered and brought us out there. And man, it's so beautiful. And that day it was like blaring sun at times, and then it was raining at times, and we're right in front of this big picture window looking out over these rolling farm. I mean, the view is, it's just phenomenal. So we had this kind of ever-changing background in the video. It's pretty cool.
Right on. I'm sure we'll share it with everybody at our website and also at Facebook, so folks can see the Kickstarter.
If you're listening to this now, it's right there, and the Kickstarter campaign. Yeah. So yeah,
cool. Thank
get out
you.
There, keep donating. Yeah.
Right on.
That's great. Tell us a little bit. I would like to know how you guys connected and started this whole project.
Which version do you want?
Yeah.
Clean version or the dirty one?
The dirty one.
I'll give you the dirty truth.
Yeah, perfect.
Right here.
I knew always, I could count on you, Pete.
Always the dirty version.
Can I have some more of that?
Give that guy some more Old Crow.
Yeah, let me tell you. No. It's kind of funny. Portland is such a small town, but sometimes you just pass people in the night over and over again and over and over again. And I think that was the case with Leslie and I. We know tons of the same people, like lots of the same things.
Play with a lot of the same people,
played
too.
With a lot of the same people, but we never had a conversation until June. Basically, late
until
May,
I so boldly came up to you at the Landmark Saloon and said, "Hey, I'm Leslie, and I think we should know each other."
Ah, nice.
Yep. And how do you say no to a, how do you say no to a line like that?
Ladies, take note. Yes. That makes a man feel mighty good.
I felt mighty good at that particular moment.
Yeah. The ladies, you can't wait for them. We all know that.
Yeah, we're all big dummies.
So we made a date to go talk about whatever it was we were going to talk about. And
were talking about was that I was going to ask you to play lead guitar at one of my shows at the Landmark for my solo project, and I can't articulate how nervous I was about asking Pete Krebs to play guitar with me.
You caught me as I was going out the door. I mean, we were like talking about all this other stuff, and then she was like, and so she hires me. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Okay, because no one ever hires a lead singer to play lead guitar. Probably for good reason. And so I show up, and the gig was at the Landmark, and I was all excited to be playing lead guitar. And I had had a couple of drinks.
And you were kind of nervous.
I was really nervous because here's this wonderful woman asking me to play lead guitar, and so I wanted to do a really good job, and I figured probably the smartest thing to do would be to have a couple drinks first, and which I did.
Genius.
And, yeah, absolutely. That was the beginning. And then so we just started playing, and her band, I just remember Kevin Major was on the band. I've forgotten who else.
Rusty.
Well, and then, but who else was on the band?
Yeah, let's see. At that time, I have to rack my brain because I've gone through a lot of incarnations.
But they were egging me on, which is kind of the problem, because I was like, oh, I must be doing really good, and I just want to impress this wonderful woman. And blew it completely.
Seriously,
I made an ass of myself. And to this day, I mean, thanks to therapy, electroshock therapy, and some self-help books and stuff, I've kind of gotten up over the top of that one. But, man.
Hey, when in doubt, just start a new band.
Exactly, yeah. So we just decided to jump right in. From that was our beginning.
So, yeah. that gig was June 14th. I remember that.
Really?
We got together to talk about that a couple of days before, I think. And then July 4th, we spent a week on the Umpqua River at Pete's friend's place, just deciding what we wanted to do, starting to talk about the band, coming up with horrible band names.
Oh, examples?
And, the Deck Burners.
Oh, Jesus.
It's another story there. But
Drunky.
Oh, wait a minute. What was wrong with that one?
Yeah, right.
That was my favorite. It was Buck and Stag.
Buck and Stag is going to be our alter ego bro country band.
Yeah. As soon as we get the Resistol sponsorship, we're going to do Buck and Stag, and we're going to write the cheesiest pop country music you ever heard in your life.
You guys will kill it, too.
Yeah, we'll make a lot of money. We're going to donate it all to Three Rivers Animal Sanctuary in Madras, Oregon.
Absolutely. Of course you would.
Yeah, every dollar for pooches.
Yeah.
That you don't spend on those bedazzled jeans you have to wear.
Well, That's true. Has a bedazzler.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
No.
But we have to get those jeans.
I'm thinking new outfits for the crew here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, she threatens to bedazzle everything. I was like, I have to keep my closet locked up. I'm going to go in there and all my suits are going to be bedazzled.
Well, you, a lot of folks know our friend Leslie from Copper and Coal, a band we play on the podcast all the
time. Great band.
Love you guys.
And, of course, Pete here fronts the Portland Playboys, which is a great Western swing-style band, kind of in the tradition of Bob Wills.
Yeah.
And there's many songs that you guys do that those are my favorite versions of those songs.
Thank you.
And but I'm curious to see, now that you're together, are you guys writing original material for the new project? What's going on?
The new record is all original stuff. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we
very nice.
Conveniently realized that we actually could write songs together on top of everything else.
That's been a fun process too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how does it work with you guys? Is it you got words down, or you got a riff and then something comes out? What works with you two to make those songs happen? She looked right at you.
Negotiation. No, usually, like, we kind of do the tennis ball thing where somebody will come up with an idea and they'll think it's the greatest thing in the world, at least I do, and then, you know, I'll throw it to her and she'll wait a couple of days and I'll be like, so, you know, what'd you think of that? And she'll be... There's potential. She's always really, really honest with me, which I
really
appreciate.
Well, that's the way it should be. Yeah.
So we just have a really nice, honest rapport when it comes to songwriting, which really helps the editing process because there's no bullshit. You know, we can just, you know, we're not really afraid to say that really sucks, or, you know, maybe we should think about doing it another way, which is another way to say that really sucks.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, nice that's way. Hard at first when you're working with somebody new, and I've actually never co-written with anybody. You really haven't much either. So
not really.
That's a huge hurdle you have to get over to be able to say, I don't like that. Feeling this idea, and like there's something else, you know, and it's really tough to do, but I think we're getting there with that.
Kick ass. Well, we'll look forward to hearing the results here in the spring.
Yeah.
We'll have the EP out. And do you guys have a show date to... Well, you got shows coming up here.
Yeah, we have a ton of shows coming up.
A lot of exciting stuff.
We're getting really, really busy, and stuff keeps getting coming into the picture. So as of this Monday... the weekend will be busy. We do our regular every Saturday from 2 to 4 at Podness Pit Barbecue up on 17th and Killingsworth. That is like the most fun show.
I'm
totally
down the street.
Laid back. Great barbecue, kid friendly.
How do we not know about this? Wife.
I've never heard this.
Okay, we're going.
I'm bringing my mom Saturday.
Perfect.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Great.
Unless she gets whisked up to the mountain.
See you there.
Yeah.
So the owner of this place is from Austin. It's authentic barbecue. It's just like the most perfect place in the world for us to play. And it's a 2 to 4 thing. So. You know.
That's with like the full band, because I saw pictures of Kevin playing. Yep. Kevin Major on drums. Yep. And who else makes up the band?
Yeah, well, we have Marco, our Croatian bass player.
He's the most famous rockabilly bass player in Croatia.
He's pretty incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm serious. No, Croatian national TV has featured him.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
He's pretty amazing. And then the incredible duo of Rusty Blake on steel guitar and Ian Miller on Telecaster.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
One of those Millers.
Another band to Ian Miller's credit.
One of 737 bands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when those two are attached together, it's pretty deadly. So
it is.
Yeah. That is a pretty kick-ass band. Yeah. I mean, those are some of the top players in town, of course, rallying around this crew. So not surprising at all.
It's just, you know, for us, it's just a fun gig because, you know, not only do we get a chance to play the original stuff, but, you know, we just pull a bunch of covers out and... Mm-hmm. We just play all kinds of stuff, and it's always really fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And then you have the duets thing coming up this weekend.
Yeah. That is
Valentine's Night.
My former singing partner, well, current, you know, but Copper and Coal is kind of mellowed out. Now we're doing some Laurel Thirst stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's rallied this incredible show together with all of her full-time work and being a mama and everything. So it's a classic country duet show for Valentine's Day featuring all the couples involved, of which I think there's 7 or 8, are all choosing a different famous couple, Porter and Dolly. Oh, we're doing fun. George Jones and Melba Montgomery.
Kara is singing with Brian Weiss, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Great.
And they sing so well together.
Oh, yeah. They do.
My God.
Yeah, we've
they sound
that.
Beautiful. Louis Longmire and Anita Elliott are doing Graham and Emmy Lou.
Rad.
And, you know, some of these players we just mentioned are in the backing band, so it'll be a full-on band behind all the couples, and yeah, it's just going to be a spectacular night.
And what a better way to spend your Valentine's Day, listening to a bunch of sad country music.
That sounds about right
songs
for me.
Songs of heartbreak and loss.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, Pete, were you mentioning you're getting down to Austin in the spring?
Yeah, we're going to, we're in the process of putting our ducks in a row for some performances down in Austin during South by Southwest.
Fantastic.
We're not officially part of the festival, but there's a lot of stuff going on outside of the festival, which to me is the fun part anyways. And so we'll be down there from the 19th through the 22nd and just kind of playing everywhere and anywhere we can.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of folks we know from just sort of the industry world never miss it getting down there. So yeah, we'll definitely put the bug in people's ear to kind of go seek and find and listen to the Earnest Lovers while you guys are down there.
So cool. Playing the Hole in the Wall and what's the other?
Yeah, place? The Hole in the Wall, I think, on the 22nd, and the other place is called Giddy Ups, and that's on the 19th. And yeah, we'll post as soon as we know. We'll post it on our website, but it's kind of one of these super harebrained last minute, like, all right. I saw that my friend Beth from the Carper family down there posted, well, she's booking for the Hole in the Wall now, and said, well, I'm putting together a showcase. Just let me know if any of you people out there want to play. And so it just got my mind churning for a couple of days. And I thought, oh, that's ridiculous. And then a few more things happened. And I just thought, yeah, let's do it. And we got a hold of John Conquest, who does Third Coast Music. He puts on a lot of showcases, so he's actively, you know, hunting down other opportunities for us. So,
excellent.
Yeah, whatever happens, it'll be good.
I got back from playing video poker, you know, it was about 3 p.m, and I walk in the house, and Liz is like, honey, we're going to Austin.
I hope you made some money.
Giddy up!
Yeah, giddy up.
Yeah. Back, win us some video poker money. Yeah, we're going to need it.
She sent me back there.
Get out there and get my money.
To make some money. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's do a tune. What
we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, excellent. Absolutely. Let's make sure we got Pete plugged in there.
Yep, everybody's all good.
What do you got for us?
We're going to play a tune entitled San Andreas Fault. And this is a tune that we wrote out at the Sou'wester in Long Beach, Washington, when we were up there for a week doing a riding retreat and hanging out. And this is some of the fruit of that. So here we go. You want cameras in?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Time when the angels rest in Calaveras County, San Andreas sits alone by fire of letters, juniper, and alcohol. Last one in her hand, saying, where'd you go? And a screen door is slamming in Calaveras County. Shower of gravel, 120 miles to Carson City. Not answering his question, why'd you go? He should know.
He should know.
He should know. He should know. Will fall lines kill the sidelines? Focus right or wrong. Black or white, it's no longer San Andreas' fault tonight. Still, the windows in the house got busted out by his jealousy. mother seeing her loneliness. Took her like a fever in the night. He should know.
He should know.
He should know. He should know. Well, fault lines kill the sidelines. Focus right around. Black and white, it's no longer San Andreas fault tonight. Calipari's County, San Andreas sits alone by fire of letters, juniper and alcohol. The last one in her hand saying, where'd you go? Ball lines kill the sidelines, focus right or wrong. Black or white, it's no longer San Andreas fault tonight. Will fall lines kill the sidelines? Focus right or wrong. Black and white, it's no longer San Andreas fall tonight.
Thank you. That is a somewhat abridged version, obviously, because we don't have all these amazing players with us. But
yeah, we get the gist.
Abridged, but awesome.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Song about jealousy.
Beautiful.
There was a bridge. Did I forget it?
It was fine. Don't worry
all
about
right.
it.
Les, you were like... We talked about this, I think. Were you
late at night at the Landmark?
Are probably.
We sure we
well, I was curious because it took a long time for you to get up and sing in front of people.
Oh
is that
God,
right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm curious.
Anyone who's had any horrifying fear of anything would probably relate to it. I love talking about
as I laugh. Poor bastards.
Because I do feel like I'm an excellent poster child for people who are very scared to do things and overcome that. And I can always count, you know, on one hand, luckily, friends of mine who really, really want to sing, for instance, or whatever they want to do, and they're dreadfully terrified of it, you know, and I love just getting to say, you know, I just made myself get up there for like a year, and it was horrifying for a year, but then it got easier, and then it got easier, and now all these amazing things are happening, and I'm so happy, and so, yeah, I'm a good poster child
but
for
you're
all that.
A great lover of, like, classic country music.
Yeah,
and
I am.
We've talked a lot about that. So you had this in you all this time. Where did that come from? I mean, you grew up in Michigan, is that right?
Yeah, and actually the first band I was in at 17 was a Grateful Dead cover band.
So
I know how to do all the Donna parts.
You've moved down the road. Oh, the Donna parts?
Talk about like getting up over your fears. I mean, my God, how many musicians on this show would come and admit? That, seriously.
Thank you.
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
Thank you. That was really big of you.
That what? I'm serious. Like, most
in
people, you know, they're like, you know.
Yeah, well, so...
I was
so,
really into, you know... to Rudy Collum or whatever. You know, I mean, sorry.
No, yeah, it was, and even I'll admit this further. Then I followed Fish for a while.
So
whatever, it was the past.
But you've been known to ramble.
I rambled a lot during that time for sure.
Right on.
But here's the thing with the Grateful Dead, you know, which some people know and some don't, is, you know, they were taking all that old roots music. They were covering Merle Haggard, you know, and I think for me it went from them to kind of understanding, oh, there's some links to bluegrass in here, and getting really into bluegrass. From there it became old time music. From there it became country, really, and like Foghorn String Band had a lot to do with that. That whole crowd that I've been hanging around for 10 years, when they started doing country music, more and more I was like, I love that, you know. So
cool.
Yeah.
It would almost bear to talk about in the same instance with you, Pete. I mean, where you've come from, you know, with the Thrill Hammer and you doing your Hazel back in the day, and then What do we got? Golden Delicious, Gossamer Wings. There's some Merrily Horde over there.
Well, in the post,
Stolen Sweets.
In the post-grunge era, there was probably, you know, Golden Delicious is probably one of the first alt-country bands that come behind that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a lot of great alt-country in there, you know, ahead of that. But you guys kind of went there. You and Kevin and...
And Merrily, Dave Rice from the Holy Modal Riders.
Yeah, there you
was
go.
In that band. And Jesse Spiro from Jackie O' Motherfucker.
Right.
And, I mean, our take on that wasn't so much country music, although we played some with that band. It was mostly sort of like the collision of folk music and punk rock music. Right. And it was heavily influenced by...
Which we love.
The Holy Modal Rounders was pretty much like that was the band that... That really kind of dialed us in. And then
the
Michael Hurley to a certain extent, not that he would ever consider himself punk rock music, but maybe he would, I don't know. But just that kind of bending of the edges a little bit through, I don't really know, like taking something traditional and feeding it through the meat grinder of, you know, substance abuse and real life, and you just end up with what you end up with, you know. And I mean, my background is punk rock music when I was 10 years old, you
sure.
know. The first record I bought was a Beatles record, and the second record I bought was a Sex Pistols record, and I never really went back. And so the bands that really influenced me when I was growing up, really truly influenced, I mean, early on it was the English stuff, but right around 1980 or so, I got X's first record. And that was huge for
Amen.
Me because, like, that was roots music filtered through something that made sense to me. And, you know, so then all those other bands, Rank and File and the Blasters and you know, Tex and the Horseheads and all these other groups that, you know, even, you know, into, like, the Bad Livers, you know, Danny Barnes, just that whole, like, take something and just bend it. And I've always really responded to that. And so to me, it's an interesting phenomenon that so many people who were involved with punk rock music or, you know, influenced by it are so interested in traditional country music now. And I think that there is, like, a definite, like, direct line. And I'm not really sure if I'm the one to articulate what that is or if I can articulate what that is, but there's a spirit of... There's a common spirit there for sure.
I'm going to let Mike speak to this because I'm going to tell you that's the basis of a lot of what this podcast is.
Mm-hmm.
All these bands we grew up with, rocking and rolling with,
yeah.
have now come around and said, this is where my roots are.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
I think it's a lot to do with country music and punk was coming at it from different angles, but about the downtrodden and about people who are poor and people who are in bad situations and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their family life might not have been the best. And I think it's a troubadour type of thing, too. The punk rockers obviously had this band behind them, but when they strip it all down and get to the point where they're by themselves, it's probably just them on an acoustic picking it out,
sure,
figuring
man.
It out by themselves. So
Billy Bragg,
yeah.
you know, is a perfect example of that, man, you know.
One of my favorites, Tim Berry, he's
Tim
coming
Berry.
To town in,
oh,
in March, and he fronted the punk rock band Avail
uh-huh.
for like 15 years. He's still... When they still play together, he still does it. So, yeah, I think that there's a huge correlation in that. In fact, there's kind of like this joke running now, like old punk rockers become troubadours.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
absolutely.
And that's a lot of what you hear with us, Mike Herrera, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah. So it comes full circle. And it's funny because I could keep going down the list of names of bands you've been with, but you run a great...
A gamut of
yeah,
styles.
Yeah, your styles are with different things have been brilliant in a lot of ways. So,
Django.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just one of those people that when I get into something, I really, really get into
yeah.
it.
And it's
and
obvious.
I kind of just believe in immersing myself in it, which is what I'm doing with classic country music right now through Leslie.
Yeah.
I mean, Leslie's really the, you know, I mean, I've been listening to stuff since I was a kid, but she's really the one that has slowed me down and shown me really what's happening with it.
Cool.
And, you know, I'm extremely appreciative of that. And being able at this point with everything that I've done to find like a genre of music that allows such frank expression and truth and like real heartfelt energy but also containing that inclusiveness that I loved about punk rock. Everybody can do it. Like, everybody can play punk. Everybody can play country music. Everybody can listen to country music and get something out of it. And what folks are talking about is it's not. It's meant to be as accessible as possible, you know, as painful as that might be. And I just think that that's the coolest thing in the whole world. And so she's slowing me down. I mean, I've had, you know, quite a bit of difficulty in my life the last couple of years. And so I'm primed and ready for, like, a vehicle for dealing with that. And so it's like Leslie comes along and it's like country music. Oh, this makes sense. Because, like, before, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, if I had been sitting here singing country music, I would have felt like I was just putting on a hat and a coat, and it wasn't real. You know, I could sing it and maybe sound right and pronounce things properly, you know, or whatever. But now it's just like, oh, yeah, this is about as close as you get to being able, at least for me, being able to express what's happening, you know, and that's what I dig about it.
Rad people, we're thankful for it. We're thankful to have the great music you guys are contributing.
Yeah, and, definitely.
Yeah, and just seeing you out playing with the Playboys or the Earnest Lovers. This is just fantastic. The new project going great. Well, let's have another song. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
Did I talk too long?
No, you did not.
All right. Sorry.
What we're here for.
I get kind of verbose.
Should we do one that people haven't heard? Should we do the one off the video? What do you guys think?
What do you want?
I mean, because we did a fast one. We could do the real slow, sad one.
Oh.
We can do something kind of in between.
It's all about love, so slow and sad.
Slow and sad, I think. That would be great.
Should we do that? All right. And we do recommend that anyone who hasn't seen the video just to check it out, because there's Rusty Blake just tearing it up on steel on this. I mean, I
can't watch it because I weep openly.
Yeah, it's so great. So,
I've got promise on my hands, silver dollars rolling by, someone to tell me when I've had too much, but I'm still losing my mind.
$20 cut a hole in my heart, sit and watch you leave with someone else, it just tears me apart, 'cause you went away without even a word of kindness. Set me down like I was a broken wheel. I'm coming up roses and falling down some lonely avenue. I can't forget, and I'm still missing you. Well, sunlight always will shadow, and my mind will never rest, but there's still like a sorrow sound asleep in my chest, 'cause you went away without even
kindness. Set me down like I was a broken wheel. Coming up roses, falling down some lonely avenue. I can't forget. I'm still missing you. I can't forget. Still missing you.
Thank you so much. That's our Valentine's Day song.
That's perfect.
That was uplifting.
That was great. No,
thank you very much. That was super beautiful.
It speaks to slowing it down and enjoying it. It's great.
Well, if you're listening to this now, you're on our page and you are seeing their web pages. You're seeing the video for the Kickstarter. Get in there and donate. And you're seeing the video to the song.
You got the show coming up this weekend. If you're in Portland, it's Secret Society on Saturday night. That's Valentine's Day.
Yep. We still have a few. It's a limited backer reward on there, which we got our first one today. But it's like free admission to the show with your own special reserved table, all decorated and bubbly and chocolate.
Nice.
It's like a really lovely Valentine's Day date. So
is that for the Kickstarter thing?
And it's for, perfect. It's for Kickstarter, so it's
get on there,
you
people.
Support us. Plus, it comes with CDs and all the other stuff.
Oh,
but
nice.
Yeah. And I might also add that one of the rewards we have is Leslie bakes cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And
this
is true. And one person has snapped this one up, but there's still a couple available. And as someone who...
I'll go to the ATM right now.
Where's the cookies?
I would like to encourage...
I love cookies.
It was Coke in the 80s, now it's cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
The pay to play is cookies, not Coke.
Yeah, if they had Kickstarter in the 80s, you'd be like, you get a bag of blow and a CD.
Or a tape. I can make you some special cookies.
Now you get cookies and some needlepoint.
Well, cool. Well, you guys, Pete, Leslie, it's been a real treat having you guys here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
It's a
real pleasure. We've had the best time. So you guys get out there and support them. These guys are great musicians, as you well know. And go out and see them live and support their new album. And thanks for being here.
Thank you. Any parting words?
Oh, boy. You go first.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Come see us.
We'll
come say
see
hi.
You down the road.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
We're going to get back into it. Don't forget.
More lover's action.
Lover action, right? Yeah. Mary wants a lover. Mary, this one's for you.
Enjoy.
she's been crying in the wind, crying for my love. When will you come again? Oh, my lover, she's been crying in the wind, crying for my love. When will you come again? Oh, oh, my love can't be done.
And lovers and lovers.
Get the loving on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's still over here. I was like, go. What? Why do I hear myself?
Testing?
Where's
testing?
That ringing coming from?
Why do I hear myself in an odd sort of way?
The voices in your head again, Mike.
Definitely.
That was Oh My Lover, Corey Quinn. Just played Owl's Den last week. Lovers Ain't Easy, Hearts of Oak.
Good old Hearts of Oak.
And Mary Wants a Lover, Foghorn String Band. That was a nice little run of lover songs.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. You guys feeling
If you want to be my lover. That's coming up, by the way.
Is that by Ed Lover?
Mr. Lover, Lover, Lover.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed Lover Dance. Ed Lover and Dr. Dre. Not Dr. Dre, but other Dr. Dre.
Yes.
The Chub Dre.
I knew who you were talking about. this has been a great night. It's been a ton of fun already. I would like us to start talking a little bit more about Wildwood Festival that's coming up. Now, there is stuff that we know that we can't talk about, but I would like to start saying to people.
So excited.
It's going to be a great year. And the third weekend in July out at Willamina, we've seen
the Rochambeau Art Farm. Yep. Art Farm.
Fart Arm.
Art Farm.
Art Farm. Jeez, all right.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Sorry, Kim. Love you.
Rochambeau Art Farm.
That's a lot to
Is
say.
Is it an ant farm?
Ant farm.
I'm gonna be made into ant food if I keep calling it the fart arm.
Yeah, you will be. Yes, and Kim will personally dice you up. I want us to just talk about this a little bit every week. Hopefully, we'll start announcing the acts that are coming up. I think I'm going to start secretly slipping in tunes into our podcast of bands that are coming up because there's going to be a lot of great stuff. I'm excited.
Aren't you
about.
Sneaky?
Yeah, I'll just sneak them in, and you have to guess whether or not they're on the bill or not.
Well, I know. So.
Rad. Whoa. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the seven people listening right now.
Cool. Yeah, get your tickets now.
Yep.
And before it sells out, because, you know, next thing you know, you're shit out of luck.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It is the most affordable weekend of music anywhere. Pretty much.
Anywhere, yeah.
I mean, it's for here what, in beautiful Oregon. It's a great time of year to be here. It's
on a beautiful piece of property.
Yeah, and yeah. Just a fantastic, nice,
short
quaint,
drive. Short
wonderful.
Drive from
Portland. Yeah, fly on in. Come join us. Come hang with the podcast crew.
Oh, big time.
We are omnipresent at this event, and we are looking forward to it. So there's going to be some fantastic acts. We can't wait to share. Is there like a normal time where we know that they're going to go, okay, here's who's in? Like, is there a date?
The February 28th is when they're going to do the big announcement.
Oh, so the end of
Thank
the month.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, so the end of the month.
They're doing a show with two of the bands that are on the bill.
Okay.
Out at the hotel.
Oh, great.
And that's going to be their big kind of announcement
their
party.
Their big launch party.
Big announcement party.
Grad.
And I won't. Well, I'm sure you could look it up and find out who the bands are playing that show, but we'll just let it.
Yeah.
Leave it to the
two teasers right there.
We'll give you a little investigative work to do if you're really interested. And it is going to be the best ever this year. So
always so great.
I am personally super excited.
Yeah. Saturday night, brother.
I know.
Saturday night, brother. Oh,
I don't even know what to
LMG.
Do with myself.
Saturday night's going to be insane.
You guys are working security again, right?
No. We have to work this out.
Yeah.
No, we have to deter from the I am going to rip your head off and if you keep doing that to I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah. I might accidentally elbow somebody in the face that needs it. But
yeah. But I love that. But other than that, yeah.
I've been victimized by that.
And I have a feeling, the power of Jesus might compel them not to do it.
That or jail.
That or jail.
Yes, or the hospital. Awesome. Going to be a good time.
We do not advocate violence.
Ever. On the air.
Against shitheads at a show.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not at all.
Oh, then we do.
You know who you are.
All right. Anyway, we got some more songs coming up, right?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Let's see. Lydia Loveless, Lover Spat.
She's good.
Rachel Brooke, Late Night Lover.
She's good.
Sarsaparilla, My First Lover.
They're good.
All right, we're going to get back into it. Thanks for hanging with us.
Enjoy.
Well, we can get into it. Friend taught me how to drink, how to smoke, how to fuck, and how to roll a cigarette. And I had this dream, I couldn't get it out of my head. The ramparts were falling, the trenches filled with water. Dark days.
razor's edge.
Yeah.
I didn't hold out hope. I was a stone-hearted lover. My hands were cold, I've been told. A rolling stone will be buried alone. That got me scared that I'd be there in my silver big wheel chair. I'd be alone, I'd be shown. I should have never let you go. I should have never let you go. You know I don't have much for offering. Darling, you can share my coffin, and I will offer them my vest to rest on. Deserve you, darling. I was damned to be alone. I am nothing but blood and bones. Will come a day when on my grave will grow a bed of weeds and of dirt and of nothing to remind the world that I loved you like crazy, and I would have never let you go. I would have never let you go. You know I don't have much for offering. Darling, you can share my coffin, and I will offer them my vest to rest on.
Further West, the podcast.
What were we listening to there, Eric?
That was the Sumner Brothers. Stone-hearted lover.
Cool. There are our brothers from the north, no?
See.
Straight up I-5 Vancouver?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, eh?
Good yep. Dudes. I saw those guys at
those guys are beauties,
White Eagle.
Eh?
The beauties, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, White Eagle.
Yeah, I saw them, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago.
No,
really enjoyed
off, eh?
That show. Cool band. Listen to their stuff all the time. They're really good.
They're friends with the old Willie T. Taylor.
Yep. Yeah. The Good Luck Thrift Store outfit and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool dudes.
Yeah. I'd kiss you, but I have puke breath. Dude, don't get me started. I was married in Canadian. I could do all. I could do Canadian stuff all night long with you.
All right.
All right.
What else do you want to snuggle up, Big Bear? Let's go.
Here we go. Hey, so we want to talk for a minute about some of the shows coming up this week we think you need to be at. Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, February 13th at Dante's. Scott H. Byram with Jesse Dayton
and
Portland's own
Rootjack.
The 14th at the Landmark Saloon will be the Swearingens, our friends from Seattle.
Awesome.
Great to also on the 14th at Corkscrew Wine Bar will be Silver Lake 66.
Jeff and Maria, we love you guys.
With the Moody Little Sister Duo.
Oh, nice.
And then also on the 14th, which we talked about earlier with the Earnest Lovers, the Hearts on Fire Showcase of Country Duets at the Secret Society.
Huge.
Then,
that's a great lineup.
Yeah, that's next week. The week after that, we have the Mastersons with Aaron Lee, Taz, Janet, Mississippi Studios.
Nice.
Chris Delane and The Hurt at Dante's on the 19th. Rose's Pawn Shop with the Maldives at Mississippi Studios on the 20th. The 22nd, we have Ron Rogers and the Wailing Wind with our very own The Lonesomes at the
Lonesomes
Laurel,
at Laurel Third.
Yay!
Laurel Third Public House. The 23rd. Prepare to get some gospel in your life. It's the Get Right Gospel Review.
Oh.
At the world famous Kenton Club.
Oh.
And the 24th, the Steep Canyon Rangers at Aladdin Theater.
You didn't need to say anything more past Get Right Gospel Review. You could have just ended it right there.
Which I think is actually on a Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
See y'all there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Because we don't miss when those guys get back together. It's right on. It's incredible.
Yeah, they only play like 3 shows a year of that.
And Steep Canyon, by the way, is the world's greatest bluegrass band. Anyway.
I did not mean to take away from that. They are fantastic. They are, but you know, we love the Get Rights.
And they're piling up those.
Eric's a jerk.
I am a jerk, but we all knew that already.
Get Rights are badass, and we'll see you down at the Kenton Club.
Yeah, that'll be big time.
Quite frankly.
And if you're into Fugazi. Go see Fugazi.
Fugazi.
At the world famous Kenton Club on February 26th. My buddy Jed is the drummer.
Awesome.
That's going to be big time, brother.
Yeah. That's Thursday. I love it.
Cool. So cool.
So that, I like the notion that show's got to be free.
Yeah.
If it's Fugazi, right?
Yeah. Or
you never
or
like $6. Never more than $5?
$6. $6 is the most I've ever paid for them.
The greatest, the band with the
ethos. The real Fugazi.
The real Fugazi, yeah.
No, they're full on about it, yeah.
Yeah, that was an ethos unmatched.
Yeah. They haven't toured in forever. Last time I saw him was like 2001. Oh my God, it's been 13
years. Yeah, money is not going to pull them out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't bribe them.
We want to put a corporate sponsor behind you, Fugazi.
No.
No, we'll just pile into our van.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Cool.
So this has been a great show.
Yeah.
Really once fun. Again, Leslie and Pete, thank you so much. It's been great. Peanut Gallery.
We got a great group.
Marilyn, Chris, Jane.
Around the helm.
Mary. We're you guys, it's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. I hope you enjoyed all the music picks. We go out and see live music.
This one's been for the lovers.
And of course,
not much
man,
for the West podcast is
for
lovers.
The lovers.
It's for the lovers.
That's right.
That's happy to right, go out baby. On this. When your dream lovers die, this is Towns Van Sant.
Have a great week, everyone. Have a great VD day.
Oh, you had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, of course you did. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Enjoy.
When your sky starts to tumble and your rhymes start to lose the meaning so tenderly given, when all your dreams lie down and die at your shoes, you can turn to me for living. When your sweet words begin to turn black on their vines, when they bear their fruit no longer, then lay down your love songs and leave them behind. A I'll show you something stronger. The shadow you're chasing will fade in the sun. Don't let disbelief deceive you. As you hide from your sorrow, remember there's one that only seeks to please you. But now you must follow your poems as they fly, leaving trails of empty feeling. Perhaps when you watch all your dream lovers die, you'll decide that you need a real one.